about Diane Abbott at a meeting in Leeds in 2019. A spokesperson for the force says they're working to establish the facts and ascertain whether a crime has been committed. A doctor at the hospital in Chester, which employed nurse Lucy Letby, who murdered seven babies, is warning of another big NHS scandal, claiming the system is stacked against the whistleblower.
If things stay the same, then the behaviours will stay the same. There will continue to be times when people are either too scared to raise concerns for fear of personal harm and retribution. There will be times when people raise concerns and are destroyed in the process.
Dr. Ravi Jayaram is backing proposed reforms which include an independent office of the whistleblower, which would provide more effective safeguards. Whistleblowing in the UK is currently protected by the Public Interest Disclosure Act. The Labour leaders backing calls for Nike to scrap its New England football kit after it redesigned the cross of St. George. Sir Keir Starmer says the sports manufacturer should revert to the original flag. The Home Secretary is vowing to hold perpetrators to account by updating the law on spiking. Legislation in England and Wales is being changed to make it clear it's a crime. Over 500 offences are reported every month. James Cleverly says the true number of victims could be higher.
We know this is a crime that has been habitually underreported. So we know that we have to protect women and girls who are predominantly the victims of this crime type, which is why we're taking this so seriously.
UK retail sales remained flat last month, with bad weather thought to have put off high street shoppers. The Office for National Statistics says there was 0% growth in February. And mouth cancer could soon be diagnosed with the help of flavoured lollipops. Researchers say they could be used in GP surgeries. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today and for the weekend as well. Top temperature is 12 degrees, looking a little bit overcast here in Brentwood, and possibility of rain about 72% by about 12 o'clock. And then it goes off to about 50%. Should be a dry afternoon though. Let's have a look on to Saturday. Saturday, 9 degrees, so feeling colder, light rain and a moderate breeze. About a 50% chance of rain tomorrow, but there will be some sunshine. And then it should be dry on Sunday, but it'll be quite cloudy.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Happy Friday. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours broadcasting excellence with the Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it over again tomorrow morning. Got me for the next 3 hours here on Friday. Nice and bubbly. And I haven't lost my energy. I normally lose my energy by Friday, so I'm... Yeah. You didn't see what I punched the air with my fist. I went, yeah. I tried my best. Did some music yesterday and I did a bit of filming. I hate filming. I mean, you might have seen I do put a lot of stuff on. I say I put stuff on social media, which is me normally talking or doing a bit of singing. But I don't like it when I've got to film something serious. And I had to film some video yesterday for my next release, which should have been out in January. Then the boiler blew up, as you know. Everything got a bit delayed. So I want to get it done. I just put the song out there, but I want to do it properly because I love the song and I want to make sure it's got, you know, a nice little chance maybe to get on a playlist or something. I might even play it on my show. I probably won't, actually. I'll get somebody else to play it. When I say get, they might say we don't like it, so you never know. But I was doing some filming and I did actually a full-length film with me. I very rarely do that. And I did. And I was like, actually, just be you. You know, you're too old to worry about what anybody else thinks. Just be you. So I did, and it came out quite well. There's a couple of outtakes, actually. Ed's camera decided to just keep filming. It was like, I can't turn it off. I said to him, I think it's my beautiful face. That's what I sounded like. I went, it's my beautiful face. right up close to the camera. I was when I did that. But yeah, there's a good way if you you can do so much with your mobile phones. You don't need to have all these fancy schmancy things. Although I do like mucking around with a bit of video editing software I've got. I might actually do an online course because I'm one of those people that I have to learn things in my own time. But I've never really done a course in anything, and I should. It's my, you know, because it obviously helps. It's like if I get a flat back bit of furniture, I can't read the instructions. If I go to do something, I just do it. I don't, you know, that's the way I am. I know some people are like that. You just grab the control and go, right, how do I work it? Rather than looking through anything. Even when I got my new boiler in, I sort of pressed around on the thing and I thought to myself, why aren't you looking at the instruction manual? You're trying to guess it. Yeah, I'm terrible at things like that. Now, did you know that in Bulgaria it is National Crepes Day? Crepes or crepes, however you say them. I don't mind. I mean, well, they're pancakes, aren't they? But anybody that has a savoury pancake, I don't know, those people are not right. I mean, Finders, I mean, this is going back. I don't even think they do these now. Finders used to do. Let's see if they're still there. That's the only time I actually enjoyed them. Finders, was it crispy pancakes? Yeah, Bird's Eye. And they were with beef and onion, and they still do them. Do you know what? Even the thought of looking at them now on the screen makes me feel like I'm going to heave. But back when I was about 18 and used to go out for the night, and then we used to go back to our friends and everything, that's what we would have. The mum would always have them in the freezer to stop us eating anything else. And that's what we would end up having. Or after rehearsal, after gig, we used to stay up to like 2 or 3 in the morning, then get up and go to work at 7. Couldn't do that now. But back in the day, that's what you used to do. But crispy beef and onion, crispy pancakes. Anyway, what national day would you like to see? That's my question to you. What national day would you like? So it could be anything. You might have national, I don't know, coffee day. There probably is already one. Or, you know, something for the UK. What do you think we should have? It could be a completely made up day. So Bulgaria, is it Bulgaria? Yeah. I've got National Bulgarian Crepes Day. Or crepes. I don't know how you say it. Somebody ought to pull me up and tell me. You can get in contact with the show across social media, Eat My Brunch. I'm on all of the social media. That's TikTok. You can find me there. You can find me on Eat My Brunch on Facebook and on Twitter as well. And I've got Snapchat, but I've not really got into that yet. I'm on Threads. I don't post anything on Threads. No. I know it's meant to take over from Twitter, wasn't it? Or X, as it's called now. But I don't think it actually... don't know. Has it got much of a community on there? Got no idea. I don't go on there. But, yeah, you can get in contact there. Or you can send me a voice note on Messenger as well if you want to say hi. I got a song yesterday. You know, I was just talking about jingles, and I got a really good jingle in from Mrs. G. That started it off. Then I got one from Amber, which was great. And then I got a full song in. And I was just blown away with this song. And I heard it yesterday. And I was in the kitchen. And I was laughing so much. It's been done by Bob Simpson. He's got a great show here with 1-2-3 on a Wednesday. He's so creative. He actually did a series of films called The Head, which was him appearing from behind the sofa in other places. But it was just called The Head. I'll play it for you later because I was in hysterics. But just to give you an idea of what people have been sending in, okay, we've got this little jingle.
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch. Yeah. With the lovely Michelle Ward, eat my brunch. You better believe it.
So that if you think
eat my brunch.
There you go. If you think you can do better than that, do let me know. That's great. That's Mrs. G. I'm not saying anything. Mrs. G has done a wonderful job there. And then we've got Anvers.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch. Phoenix FM. Local radio.
That one's from Amber. If you think you don't have to have the music. I mean, I was quite impressed with that. And then we'll hear Bob's a little bit later because Bob's is on another level. It's on another level completely. Yeah, you'll have to have a listen to that because it is quite spectacular. And then we've got, we've got other ones that sound a little bit more sort of relaxed, haven't we? On here we've got, I've got actually this one. Oh, I was playing it And I haven't actually put the
Hey, turn on, kids. Yeah. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Thank you, Ashley. So get involved. You want to do a little jingle for me? You can do. We've got loads of music coming up, plus independent music too at its best. Here is a Jungkook with Usher standing next to you.
turning up. The poison you with compromise. Oh, at point did you realize everybody loves your life but you? Uh-huh. Special agent for.
Don't waste my damn time. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Just trying to work out how to spell platinum. You know, it's one of those where I'm not too bad, but then I got really confused. So I've actually spoke it into my phone and it's come up correct. But it takes, I'm just not very good with spelling. I'm a lot better than I used to be. I mean, I used to be really bad. I still make terrible mistakes on social media, which I don't obviously notice. But I am, I'm not very good with my spelling. Really. I did start writing a book. Do you remember I said to you I started to write a book? I've not done any more updates on it at the moment. I need to start writing another little section. Because when you get into writing, you kind of sit there and then you're there for about, I don't know, a couple of hours or something. And then you've got about two pages. But I enjoy it. It's just I need to buckle down and do stuff. If I'm doing something, this is what I do, okay? If I'm doing washing, or maybe I'm making the bed, then I'll stop halfway through and I'll go off to do something else. And if I'm on the computer working, I'll go into the bathroom to start cleaning that. And I've always done it. It's as I'm getting older, I'm getting more aware of what I'm doing and saying. It's like somebody came to pick up, I told you, somebody came to pick up the exercise bike. I sold my exercise bike because I don't use it. It had been, it had washing on it. You know, I thought I was going to get fit a couple of years ago. It wasn't going to happen. So I thought, just sell it. It's brand new, basically, gathering dust. And the guy walked up to the front door and he had a limp. And I think I said to you the other day, I went, oh, you got a bad leg then? What's wrong with your leg? And afterwards, I thought, Michelle, he could have had he might have had an artificial limb. And I didn't even think to stop that actually coming out, to say, what's wrong with your leg? Yeah, I've got a bad leg, is what I said. I was talking to Ed about it yesterday in the studio and Ed was just laughing. I said, I do come out with stuff. I said, but it's not as if my brain actually knows, but what I'm saying is not, you know, not what you would say. I mean, I'm not rude or anything like that. I don't think I am. But yeah. So, I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's because probably because I don't think. I have to do because I'm on the radio, so I have to be careful what I say. I mean, obviously, we've got Ofcom, so you mustn't swear and you mustn't say certain things. And I can always manage to cope with that. So I don't know. Should we play some music? I think we should. I don't know if you'll be listening out there, but good morning to Billy Brown. He's got a brand new track out. It's called I Don't Want to See Your Face No More.
know I should have said something before, but my mind just went too hazy. And all those conversations goes, there's nothing left to show.
Can we let the story be? begin? We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Oh, my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love baby. With your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be I'm in love baby. With your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love baby. With your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Gotta love a bit of Ed Sheeran. There he is with A Shape of You.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you like your artisan markets, which we all love those, don't we? Seeing what we can get, and it's coming up to Easter, so you might get something a little bit different rather than an Easter egg. Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair, Saturday the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall, which is 60 Hunton Road, Shenfield. Free parking as well, so that's great. And free entry between 10 and 4pm. Crafty Cow Markets are hosting an Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair, offering new and bespoke handmade gifts. You've got jewellery, soap, jams, wax melts, crystal cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your artisans and local businesses and pick up some lovely handmade gifts that you won't be able to find on the high street. The event is held in support of Haven's Hospice.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Just coming up to 10:34, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Coming up next here is Calvin Harris, and this is Fields, which I always thought was Fish, featuring Pharrell Williams, Katy Perry and Big Sean. I don't know, you tell me, Feels or Fish? I'm on a man in my fish. Fish, Feels, Fish, oh yeah.
a souvenir. Hey. Can I steal it from you? Oh, yeah. To memorize the way you shock me.
Yeah.
The way you move it here. Hey. Just wanna feel it from you. Hey.
Woo. Don't be afraid to catch fish. Run your cup and chase this. Oh. I know you ain't afraid about this. Hey. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch fish.
Straight up.
Goddamn, I know you love to make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my exes for your ex and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch fish.
Don't be afraid to catch these fish.
Run your cup and chase this.
It's radio and it's local.
Wrapped up, so consumed by all this hurt. If you ask me, don't know where to start. Anger, love, confusion, roads that go nowhere. I know there's somewhere better, 'cause you always take me there. Came to you with a broken faith, gave me more than a hand to hold. Called before I hit the ground, tell me I'm safe, you've got me now. Would you take the wheel if I lose control? If I'm lying here, will you take me home? Could you take care of a broken soul? Will you hold me now? Will you take me home? 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 Hold a gun to count 1, 2, 3. If it helps me walk away, then it's what I need. Every minute gets easier the more you talk to me. You rationalize my darkest thoughts, yeah, you set them free. Came to you with a broken faith, gave me more than a hand to hold. Before I hit the ground, tell me I'm safe, you got me now. Would you take the wheel if I lose control? If I'm lying here, will you take me home? Could you take care of a broken soul? Will you hold me now? Will you take me home? 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 You said space will make it better and time will make it heal. I won't be lost forever and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. You say space will make it better and time will make it heal. I won't be lost forever and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. You say space will make it better and time will make it
if I lose control, if I'm lying here, will you take me home? Could you take care of a broken soul? Will you hold me now? Will you take me home? 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 Will you take me home?
Oh, she's good, that Jess Glynn, isn't she? What a fantastic voice she's got. That is awesome. We've had loads of great music this week, new music, and for next week as well, getting some more tracks in. There's a lovely track, which I think I've uploaded it yet. I might have done. I was going to play it next week. Summer Lee Carlson. She's a great track out. I might play it a little bit later, but I might save it for Monday. But we've had some really good music coming in. There's so much amazing music out there at the moment. It's unreal. Now, one that I've been really liking, it's not out until the 1st of April. This is Ed Rome, and this is called The Vendetta.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that classy? Isn't it classy? Love that. Vendetta. The Vendetta. It's not out until the 1st of April, but as you know, I always like to get my music early. I like to get in there early. We might have Bob's songs coming. Bob wrote me a song yesterday I'll give you a clue, to one of the Beatles tracks. And I laughed so much. I laughed so much in the kitchen yesterday. I was like doubled over. It really, really made me laugh. So thank you, Bob, because I could do with a little bit of cheering up. He caught me at a moment when I was having a little bit of a, you know, we get moments like that. And I thought, I got that song and I was just laughing, so thank you very much. I'll have a look round for some topical stories. It's been a little bit miserable, to be fair, in the press at the moment. As you know, there's been lots of stories about Kate and what was going on with Kate and William Lull and blah, 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 blah. Maybe they could have handled it better. You've also got the story in the papers at the moment, furious FA bosses and England stars on the woke night, replacing the red and white of the St George's dragon flag on the back of the... they've given it the St George's cross a redesign in what colour is it? Blue, sort of pink, dark blue and red. It looks really nice, but it is the flag is red and white. So I don't know why. I mean, it's great publicity for Nike. David Seaman apparently said, are they going to change three lions to three cats? But they've got a load of publicity out of it. Everyone's talking about Nike and going, yeah, we're talking about Nike. And then they get all that publicity and then they'll probably put it back. But I don't know, why would you do that? Why would you change the flag? It's like if we had our union, you know, it's the Union Jack, changing the Union Jack just to see, but you can't do, you know, can't do that. Anyway, there's lots of, you know, what it's like, people going, oh, I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's a particularly very good idea, is it? Come on. Just change it back and then nobody getting it and that's fine. There's far worse things going on in the world besides the flag, but, you know, you have to sort that out. Also, I've been looking on YouTube, and there's quite a few YouTubers now that are going around to different parts of the UK. You should check them out. I think one of them's Backpacker Ben, I'll get his name right, and Bald and Bankrupt, and they've done like a series of going around. They've travelled all over the world, and I really like watching both of their content. Sometimes they're together, and sometimes they go off on their own. There's some really good travel vloggers out there, and they've done quite a few in the UK, and the UK ones, so sad. Like they're saying, Zombie Town, with one in four shops are boarded up, nearly 100 stores, and a once bustling Suffolk seaside resort have got the shutters pulled down for good. And they've been up to Peterborough. They've been to, I can't remember, is it Luton? Just terrible. I mean, some of the places they've been to, also down to Jaywick, and they're just sort of walking around, chatting to locals as well, not going down and ripping the you know, the pee out of somewhere. They're going down to talk to locals and finding out what's happened in the areas, because there's no shops. All the shops will shut up. All the clubs have shut up. There's a couple of pubs left, and lots of loads of rubbish out on the roads and things. It's really shocking. I think I drove into Brentwood this morning and I just thought, isn't Brentwood lovely? We've got a lovely, you know, I know people can moan about Brentwood, but isn't it a beautiful high street? And, you know, all the roads around here have got some really nice, you know, places to go and some nice pubs and things like that. And then you see these places, some of these places in the rest of the UK, and they are just terrible, and also a massive, massive homeless problem. But that affects and obviously Essex as well. So you go and check them out, Backpacker Ben, and also Bald and Bankrupt. I like both of their content.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel onto the roads. First off, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy, and also you've got Ongar Road, I think it's by the Robbing Pub, or just coming down that section, a little bit busy in both directions, and round by Shenfield Station as well. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside and back through the tunnel, you've got a clear run and up to the M11 on the M25, no issues. A12 is running really nicely. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, all looking pretty clear. Between Bentley and Fox Hatch, that part of the road, which is the A128, looks like it is shut, so there'll probably be diversions there. It's got the little red dots along that section. All right, let's have some more music. We'll have a little bit of Jack Jones featuring Zoe Wes, Never Be Lonely.
You're lying, knowing you, you boo, will never be alone.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM. Tune in
to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Some people are just gonna hate you no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone. And you wonder why they're so unkind then, and how they sleep at night. But that simple fact means you're better than that. I think you're gonna be alright. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up, and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up, and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up. So which part to choose? The one less traveled, or the one more used? All the sticks and stones, all the broken bones. It's not who you are, it's the things you choose to do.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.